A Good Samaritan is speaking out tonight about how he used jujitsu to take down a man who was accused of trying to steal a baby from a stroller in New York City. It was caught on amateur video. Here it is. And this happened last week in Madison Square Park in Manhattan. Brian Kemsley brought the man to the ground and used his martial arts skills to hold him there until police arrived for a half an hour. Kemsley is a mixed martial arts fighter. I spoke with him earlier today about what happened. Brian, it's great to see you. Where's your cape and your Superman shirt?
Oh, man.
Are you getting a lot of that?
Yeah, I mean, people have asked, whether it's family or friends, they've asked, hey, I read that you're a hero. How do you feel about that? And I've been telling them the same thing. The bar for being a hero should not be set this low. This was just a woman screaming, needed help. Everyone around, you know, if you're around something like that, you should help immediately. This was not about heroics whatsoever, no.
Well, let's go back to that day, Brian. You and your girlfriend walk up on this situation. What did you see?
Her and I were sitting on a park bench, and I heard a woman scream. I heard men yelling. So I told her I'll be right back. I just wanted to see what was going on, if people needed help. So when I approached the scene, there was the man was pulling the stroller away from the mom, and they were having a little tug of war with it. There were two guys there telling him to let go. One was getting rather loud, you know, threatening him, like, I'm going to knock you out. I'm not, you know, same fighting words, if you will. And but there were two guys that were able to pry the man's hands off the stroller. And when that happened, that's when the mom with the stroller took off immediately. Hmm. So that's when she was able to break free.
Right. So I saw the video. It is a bit chaotic and confusing. There are a lot of people around. When did you decide you needed to step in?
I didn't step in when they pried the hands off. I thought it looked under control to me, but it wasn't until after the mom left. Clearly, this guy wasn't just like, oh, well, that didn't work. Thanks. Have a good day, right? It was the confrontation and crowd interaction after the mom left that made me feel like I needed to step in. I think it was a matter of seconds till it was going to come to blows. I think people were going to start swinging. The guy was getting louder and, you know, displaying signs of being violent, as well as the crowd. So I stepped in. I came up from behind. I put him in a rear neck naked choke just to bring him down to the ground. And once I was down on the ground, I transitioned into what's called a seatbelt grip and, you know, wrapped my legs around him. And I was able to control his body and limbs from that position without hurting him at all.
So what was going through your mind when you go from witness to participant and you realized you were going to have to take him down?
It was pretty instinctual. I hopped in. I wasn't nervous about the situation. I think if you're trained in jiu-jitsu in situations like this, you're able to keep calm because there's a certain level, if you've been training a few years, you have been in very uncomfortable situations where people are trying to break your ankle, break your arm, choke you out with different limbs, and your face is on the mat. You've been in very, very, very uncomfortable positions for years. And so when something like this happens, you're in a dominant position, you're in a superior position, there was no nerves, nothing like that. I felt safe the entire time. And with jiu-jitsu, it's not like striking, where the only way to win a striking fight is to hurt the guy. You literally have to hurt him more than he hurts you to win. With jiu-jitsu, you're able to non-violently handle someone and then decide whether you want to inflict pain or not. And that day, I chose not because there didn't need to be.
You do all of this training, Brian, just in case you need it. It's a good thing you were there the other day.
I do this training because an incident has happened to me and so many others. And after the incident happened, I thought that I should start training and so I can defend myself and help myself in situations. And, you know, something like this happens. Hey, I happen to have trained. It was just right place, right time. That's all it was.
No doubt about that. Brian Kemsley, thank you so much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.